And I saw more security guys around Sam Kennedy to protect this guy from these masses.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
The brains of the organization.
I mean, when you have Lou Merlone broadcasting live, what do you expect?
Yeah.
It's what a turnout.
Yeah, huge.
Last night was amazing, and you gotta like sort of remind yourself how lucky we are in Boston, and you think about
barely Tampa's
our
doing
player.
This?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just remarkable. We have these fans are amazing, and got the Pats going tomorrow night. What a 20-year run! It's just surreal. It's an era in Boston sports that I don't think we'll ever see again. The question is, how long can we keep this thing going?
Don't ask that question.
Don't ask that question.
Just let it go. Just let it run.
Yeah, I agree.
I went to buy tickets for this thing back in early part, middle of December. And they were already sold out.
Why did you call me? What are you doing going
to buy? Well, I don't want to.
I mean, Lou just calls me, and, you know, I mean, Christian calls. Who else can we expose?
I'm not looking for a handout, Sam. I want to spend my hard-earned dollars.
Thank
you. You're welcome. I want to put it to something good.
It did. It sold out literally in 2 or 3 days. Most tickets we've ever had, most people. And like clockwork, we're getting snow tomorrow. So every time we have this event, we get some type of snowstorm. But we'll take it. We're very grateful to all the fans that make the journey here. And there's people. I met a guy from Utah. I met a guy from the West Coast last night. People are coming in from all over the country, and really appreciate our players and all the men and women in the front office who've been working their tails off to pull this off, because a lot goes into it, as you guys know.
Lou just kind of joked that this doesn't happen down in Tampa. Do you know of this being? Do you know of this happening anywhere else around Major League Baseball?
Well, truth be told, we did. We cannot take credit for this idea. The Chicago Cubs have actually done a fan fest in downtown Chicago for decades, started by longtime mentor of mine, Johnny McDonough, who was with the Cubs for 26 years. He's now the CEO of the Chicago Blackhawks. They started this thing out in Chicago. So we modeled this after their fan fest, and they've had it going. Theirs is more alumni based, whereas we have our more current players, well, current players and alums. But it doesn't happen. To answer your question directly, it does not happen in too many places around the country, certainly not with this type of turnout.
So I would say, let's get right to it, because I would say in about a month from now, you guys kind of be front and center. There'll be a trip planned to the White House. Yeah. Obviously, the government shutdown, we don't know what's going on there. Alex Cora talked about it the other day. Some recent developments in Puerto Rico, whether some funding's been pulled out of there by the president. So where are we currently stand as far as the Red Sox visiting the White House and President Trump?
Yeah, well, we have a date that is our target date, which is February 15th, which we've had on the calendar since going back to December. It's something that, you know, we've really tried as an organization to make that trip about the players, not about politics. It's a huge honor to go to the White House, to be recognized for an achievement that very few MLB players get to be a part of. So it's not something that we want to let any political opinion or leaning or support of a policy or not get in the way of. So John Henry and Tom Werner, going all the way back to 2004, we've been consistent that we want to make this trip, and it really is about the players. So when we were invited, we accepted. We have the target date. What's new is the fact that we're in this government shutdown, and so we've been having discussions over the last several days with Major League Baseball, with the White House, about the appropriateness of going and celebrating a World Series championship in the midst of a government shutdown. So we don't have any final conclusion on that. If we decide that it doesn't make sense to go during a shutdown, we'd look to go perhaps later in the season when we're in Baltimore. We've done that before. There is a strong contingency of players and people in the organization that want to go and want to have that honor. So that's where we stand right now, and we recognize that in these days everything becomes political. But if you're an owner like John Henry or Tom Werner, to sort of take off your own political opinions, put those aside, whether, you know, it was back when George Bush was president or Barack Obama's president or Donald Trump's president, it's not about an individual person. It's not about a policy. It's about the honor of the White House and your players getting that chance to go there. I've been a part of it 3 times. It's a very, very special day. So I hope that we do it, and we'll see how it plays out. But this information around a government shutdown and what's going on right now certainly creates at least a discussion about, is it appropriate to go while this is going on?
Have any players declined the invitation that you know of?
Yeah, I don't want to get into specific names but just because it's individual decisions, but there's many players that have expressed a strong desire to go, a few players who have said they won't be going. Consistent with the past, we've had members of the organization, front office members, players have chosen not to go in the past, all the way back to 2004. So that's why we've never said this is mandatory. This is an individual decision. We really think that players should have the right to decide whether or not they go or not. It's up to them, because we want to be true to the whole message here, which this is about the players and recognizing them, celebrating their accomplishments. So there are some who will ultimately decline, I'm sure, but there will be many who do want to go.
Is it because of the fast food?
Yeah.
Is it because of the McDonald's?
It's amazing.
Brock Holt wanted Chick-fil-A. I think I heard it the other day.
We saw that Clemson visit. I actually don't remember food. I've been there three times.
Said he's never been fed.
I don't remember food being a part of it.
No.
So, it really is a special thing. You think about winning a World Series championship and now having it be our fourth time, it's just really a remarkable thing. And I hope we have these issues and decisions each and every year, because it means something's going right on the field.
You know, I know we talked about the crowd that's here today. I'm just curious for you on your side of it. Have you seen a bump in interest? I mean, it's always interest to the Boston Red Sox. When you win a World Series, I'm just curious, is there, whether it's through sales or just interest in general?
Yeah, you get a bit of a lag effect in baseball when you have a very successful season the following season. So we do anticipate a bump, whether it's ticket sales or radio ratings or TV ratings. But the strategy for us now as we enter our 18th year is to have a sustainable organization that we know we're not going to win the World Series every year, but the commitment is there to try and be competitive and play baseball in October. And I think at this point, our fans who support us through thick and thin know that John and Tom are committed. They were when we came in, we were the outsiders. For me, it was funny because I was in San Diego with the Padres, and Theo was with the Padres. We came in, and everyone was saying, "These outsiders, who are these guys coming into Boston?" Now I think you take a look back after four championships. I think John and Tom are right up there with the best owners in professional sports. We're chasing the Kraft family, obviously.
Yeah.
They're going for number six. Unbelievable. Pretty fired up for that game tomorrow night. And it's just a special time.
Cool. Sam, thanks so
much.
Guys.
Thanks,
great weekend.
Appreciate it.
I would get out of here because it's about to get contentious.
Yeah.
Alex Cora is coming by.
Oh, boy.
Those two right there.
Like each other.
Guys, got to mix
hide,
it up.
Hide.
Good luck with AC.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Sam Kennedy joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.